Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people always ask me, what's the captain really like? Well, I'm compassionate. I mean, that woman, that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but I mean, this woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. I'm understanding.
You just bankrupted the frickin' country! What's the matter with you?
I'm willing to listen.
Oh, you gotta have everybody's point of view. You can't just dismiss other people's point of view.
You don't have a point of view.
I'm intelligent. Oh, I'm glad you educated me on that. See, because I'm stupid. I didn't know that. Hell, I'm the full meal deal.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption.
Until now.
Now.
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. And we now have a brand new captain's chat room. Forgive me if I don't look at it all that often. I get lost into Deep Space Nine with these friggin' liberals. I forget where the hell I am. Good God Almighty, I don't even know where I'm looking at. But I will try to peek down there from time to time, and if there's an interesting comment that you want to say, well, then put it down there. You want to call the captain? Well, then call me. If not, sit back and enjoy the cruise. All right. You know it as well as I do. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All right, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day here, I seen this story, I don't know when the hell it was. It could have been Friday, Saturday, or maybe even yesterday. Who the hell knows? But I got it, I seen it. A Wyoming welder faces a 75, listen to this, this is your government, this is one of your government agencies, this is the EPA, and if you've ever listened to this show once, you know how I feel about the EPA. I talk about these frickin' bastards almost every single show, and this is the reason why. A Wyoming welder faces a $75,000 a day, not just a one-time Johnny. No. 75 big, fat, juicy, frickin' clams, 1,000 clams, $75,000 a day in fines to the EPA for building a pond on his property, your property, not the government's property, but your property, a pond. See, their little rules state, and this is what all these stupid little rules are for, is just so they can use these little rules against you later. And who is you? Well, that all depends on what side of the political fence you're on. If you're a Republican or a Tea Partier, or you dare to blasphemy the king in public. Or it's not blasphemy, it would be whatever. Commit blasphemy. You dare to criticize the administration or Democrats in public, they will target you. They do it with the IRS, the NSA. The EPA has been a target. Now we've got the ATF, the FBI. They've been around for a while. CIA, who the hell knows what the CIA does anymore? Government agencies are not there to be law enforcement agencies. They are not there to be a part of the legislative branch. Hell, the EPA bypasses the executive branch. They just come out, these are it. These are the rules. This is now the law of the land, and it has been settled. That's not their role. Their role is to simply make recommendations. They do not make policy. They get a clipboard and a test tube. They do not get a badge and a gun. You make policy, EPA. That's all you do. You do not hand out fines for building a pond. We've all built ponds before. Well, this guy built a, you know, kind of a big one. Their little cheap little excuses are because it's environmentally, it could be environmentally unsafe. The water has to be tested. Meanwhile, how many polluted lakes and rivers and streams and harbors do we have in this country, and they're worried about somebody building a pond, so we put a few fish in there, which help keep it clean. We got ducks and geese. The animals help keep it clean. So they're putting back into the environment, just letting, you know, it's wonderful. Who doesn't love to go to a lake, pond? Look at stupid ducks and geese and birds and fish. Get on a little raft and just float out in the water. Obviously, this guy, I haven't read the story yet. Well, not all of it. I read enough to know what the hell's going on here. So let's shut up and get on with it. So you know what the hell I'm talking about. This man, his name is Andy Johnson. All he wanted to do was to build a stock pond on his 8-acre Wyoming farm, which Wyoming seems to be, well, that's why. Wyoming is pretty Republican. See, the EPA, they don't like that. Well, that, you know, them Republicans, you know, they get together with them Tea Partiers. So he and his wife, Katie, spent hours constructing it. They built it themselves, filling it with crystal clear water. Crystal clear water, isn't that amazing? Crystal clear water, that's environmentally unsafe. And bringing in brook and brown trout, ducks and geese. Oh, my God, what a horrible man this guy is, him and his wife. Look at these haters. Look at this. Bringing in crystal clear water and fish and birds. Oh, these people are filthy dirty. Oh, I'd fine them $75,000 an hour. I wouldn't even, if it was a day. Oh, these people are pathetic. Oh, they must be punished. They must be removed from society. This is an outrage, damn it. These people need to be punished. It was also, no, this is even worse. I mean, this guy, I mean, these people, you think this is bad enough bringing in trout and ducks and geese? Now listen to this. Listen to how horrible this hater, this hateful, disgusting, foul creature is doing. Both of them, him and his wife, they're both foul pigs. Listen to this. This is how horrible these people are. why they're even allowed in to be in their homes at this point is just it's beyond me. They should be right there next to that filmmaker who created all that Benghazi hullabaloo. All three of them. Bastards. This was also this pond now going to be for his horse or his racist little horses so they could drink and graze. Yeah. And a private playground for his three little racist hating children. Oh my God, this family is just, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we need to eliminate in this country. This is pathetic. These are the kinds of people that need to be eliminated from our society. They should not be allowed to walk among us. The lovers. The peacers. We believe in rainbows and unicorns. They're probably rich. That's what it is. They're rich. They're rich. They're selfish. They're hateful. They want to destroy the environment. These people are just, this is the lowest of the low. You can't get any lower than these people. Andy and Katie Johnson. Ugh. Let's see. Instead of enjoying the fruits of his labor, he's a welder. The Wyoming welder says that he was harangued by the federal government, stuck in what he calls a petty power play by the Environmental Protection Agency. Here they are, supposed to protect the environment. Trout, geese, ducks. Going to bring in other, you know, animals that help the environment and it'll grow, prosper. But that's the EPA for you. They're protecting the environment. Why? Because they didn't have any pollution? It was crystal clear water? I wonder if they showed up in body armor like in Alaska. So this hater, Mr. Johnson, now claims that the agency is now threatening him with a civil and criminal penalties, including a threat of $75,000 a day. Well, you deserve it, Mr. Johnson, you big hater, you. Mr. Big Environmental Destroyer, you. How dare you? How dare you build a pond? That's pathetic. You probably vote Republican. You're probably a Tea Party or you're a welder. Who are you? You've never won an election, Mr. Johnson. Now you want to build a pond? All these people starving in the country, and you want to take it upon yourself to build a luxury pond for you and your little racist family? $75,000 a day, fine, and that's settled. Pay it. Pay it now. We going to get anybody in Congress to fight this? If we do, how far do you realistically think it'll go, huh? Huh? And if it does make it to the president's desk, do you really think he's going to stifle the EPA? You think he's going to harm them in any way? Think he's going to stop their tyrannical behavior in any way? No. He's going to sign another executive order with his magic little pen and give them more power, because he can do that. He's the president. More and more power is being just granted to him as president. He gets up in the morning and it's just more power just comes to him. It's hand-delivered to him on a platinum platter. It's got diamonds all around it. It's beautiful. Shined up. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Here, Mr. King, here is more power for you. Enjoy your breakfast. Must be nice. It's good to be the king, isn't it? It's good to be the king. So Mr. Johnson now, Mr. Defiant, over here, out here destroying the environment by building a pond, puts fish in it and crystal clear water, allows ducks and geese. And other plants will grow around it. Other animals will come by, part of nature. Probably get some bees in there so they can go pollinate the flowers around her, you know, the old Katie's, you know, house. I'm sure she's got all these flowers around there. You know how these rich people are. They just love to be extravagant. I have not paid them a dime, nor will I. Well, I don't blame you, Mr. Johnson. I wouldn't pay him a damn dime either. All the freaking way. I would fight this past the Supreme Court. I could care less what the Supreme Court would even say. This is a matter, again, what they don't add in, maybe they can, maybe they can't, but the law doesn't understand common sense. Words do not understand common sense. You can't put common sense down in words. That's something that you either have or you don't. If you're going to follow a law, okay, that's fine. Follow the law. But you have to understand the intent, the reason behind the law. Why was the law created? What is it to present? You don't take it. And this is another thing, when they pass these laws, they don't put what the actual intent is in the law. So you got to read other briefs and what other people are talking about it. But if you listen to a liberal, they're going to tell you, oh, it's because they want to take away health care from women and children because they hate. So you're not going to get a real answer from them. But you have to find out the intent. And that's one thing I think the laws, any laws, should have in there, in the law. So when people go back and they study, well, why was this law put in the books? And who is it for? Why is it here? Who are those people that are actually violating it? But see, they don't. See, they make it general enough so they can use it against their political foes whenever it becomes necessary. These laws do not prevent crime. The only reason for these laws is not to prevent the crime, but to create the crime. The more crime they create, well, the more jobs that they create. Of course, they're public sector jobs. They're not private sector jobs, so they're not real jobs. They're jobs, yes. But the private sector has to pay for them. Right now, the balance between public sector and private sector is, it's too close, far too close for comfort. How do you expect? And then they want to continue to grow the government. Oh, the government isn't big enough. Oh, no, we're not big enough now. No, we need more. We've got a lot of brand new EPA regulations coming down the pike, and we need a lot more people out there to prosecute. We're going to need to build bigger jails because we're going to have a lot of people going in. We're going to remove all the scum from society. And those that don't commit a crime, we're going to give them Obamacare, which means they can never find a doctor that will help them, and they will all lose their quality of life, and they will all die younger. The more of the peasants that die, well, then we can have more control, because we don't want them little guys getting guns. They might use it against us. Well, that is why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution, by the way, as far as I know. But what the hell do I know? I only pay attention and listen. What the hell do I know? Good for you, Mr. Johnson. Good for you. I wouldn't pay him a goddamn dime. He says, I will go by half to fighting it. Well, this is another problem. This is what they do. This is what they did to Sarah Palin. Why, love her, hate her, whatever. I really don't care what your opinion is over it. It's not the point. If they want to destroy you, and they can do it, they can just pile on these frivolous lawsuits, and now you have to go out and pay for a defense out of your own pocket. You can go bankrupt defending bogus lawsuits. And it's legal. And they do it. That's how they get away with it. That's how they bully you. Well, that's what they did with Sarah Palin. She had no choice. She couldn't afford all these lawsuits. She had to get out of the governorship, and that's what they wanted. They wanted her out. Why? Well, because people liked her, and they still like her. She's not a threat, never was a threat. I don't even know what that means, a threat. A threat to them? Oh, that's because if people like somebody on the right, well, then that's their threat. They can't have any of the popularity. See, this is we're in high school in D.C. If somebody's more popular than me, well, then we've got to discredit them. I've got to be more popular than them. I've got to be the most popular one in the school. Have you noticed the behavior of politicians? It is childish. It is high school. I didn't even act like that in high school, and I'm still immature. I still haven't completely matured yet. Sometimes I think I'm still halfway through puberty. But my God, man. I mean, these stupid little games are ridiculous. They're playing with Monopoly money. Your money. It's not their money. It's fake money. They got an endless supply of it. Now Obama, he's got a checkbook. He's got a complete endless supply. He's got a bottomless pit for a whole year. This guy can write as many checks as he wants to for an entire year. Thanks to 28 coward Republicans. Wanted to let him pass the bill. So they can say, I told you so, when the country goes under. So that's not a reason to tell you, I told you so. I mean, it is, but it isn't. The American people are suffering. And I do got a couple of clips here. If I can ever shut up, I might get to them. But again, I don't, you know, these stupid Sunday morning puke shows, I kind of had a couple of them on, but I mean, they're disgusting. So I can't really sit down and focus and pay attention and you know, get quality information out of the son of a bitches. But, shut a grog here, I did manage to catch a couple of things yesterday. Stinking car race. Rain delays. What the hell is going on with all these rain delays? I've never seen more damn rain delays in the last year and a half or so of NASCAR. I'm sick of that. Doesn't the weather know it's not supposed to rain on Sunday? For God's sakes, man. Rain on Monday. That's what Mondays are for. Nobody does anything on Monday. They're all hungover and don't want to go to work. Just rain on a Monday. That's what Mondays are for, man. Stop with the, when we got sporting events, stop with the showers already. It's ridiculous. And for God's sakes, Mother Nature, could you get together with Al Gore, please? Huh? I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a room. You two need to make long, passionate love. And it must be hot, warm, and steamy, hot, passionate love. We're almost in frickin' April, and we're freezing to death. This is ridiculous. I want a little global warming. I mean, my God, come on. Okay, we've had winter. It wasn't that cold of a winter, but it was pretty cold. But it's long. We're done. We want sunshine. We want to hear the birds chirping. We want to see some flowers starting to bloom and crap. We don't have time for all this bundling up, freezing up. Get it together already. Anyway, back to where the hell we were, wherever the hell that was. The government says, this is the EPA, that he violated the Clean Water Act by building a
dam on a creek without a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. Well, that creepy son of a bitch. What would that have been? Clean water, I tell you, without a permit? Again, what in the hell is the deal with humanity and their little pieces of paper with signatures on them? I got it right here. It's a permit. It's your property. If it's yours, it's yours, right? I can understand if the guy was on his property. He was building a, let's say a nuclear power plant. Something like that, you know, just as a hobby. He's out there building explosives, and let's say he's out there like Breaking Bad, and he's making crystal meth and selling it to the school children. Yeah, I can see where the government might want to get themselves involved, but if it's your property, it's your property. How did the EPA even know that he was doing it? What were they doing there? Do they spy on everybody's property? Further, the EPA claims the material from his pond is being discharged into other waterways. These excuses that they use are absolute. I mean, again, it goes to common sense. We don't have that. Johnson says he built a stock pond, a man-made pond meant to attract wildlife, which is exempt from Clean Water Act regulations, which I did a little checking, and I remember hearing about that. I did some checking on this a long time ago. And there are exemptions. But see, the EPA is trying to get people, even if you build, I mean, some places you can't even plant a garden, man. And especially if you plant it in the front yard. Oh, my God. That's horrible. Plant life is horrible. Plant life is illegal. Imagine that. They take a plant, and it's illegal because the king doesn't like it. Marijuana. It's a legal plant. Can't have it. Mother Nature says I can have it, but the king says no. You got a garden? Vegetables? Nope. You can't grow your own food. You must buy this government-made food. You must pay us. See, they're not getting any money. They don't like it. They don't want people being self-sustaining. They want the people to be, well, dependent on the government. The government wants to have that control. Why? What is the prize? What do you win, government, with all this control? On what people eat? On what people do on their own property? Their own property. Their own. Not property that they're renting, not property that they've stolen, but their own property. Their own property, your own property. See? Again, this goes into Agenda 21. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to get on the computer and Google it. Go on YouTube. Just type in the words Agenda 21. Videos will pop up. Start watching them. Just pick one and just start watching it and learn. Learn what Agenda 21 is. This is what it is. They're trying to do everything they can to get rid of property rights. They don't want you to own any property. And if you do, well, the government still has control over it. It's still really their property. It's not really yours. Well, the whole point, again, getting back to the Constitution, I know, that C word. I got such a horrible mouth. I'm just as filthy and dirty as these Johnson characters out there building a pond in their yard. Oh, putting clean water there and fish and ducks and geese. Oh, it's just disgusting. And allowing his racist horses to go drink. Oh,
Oh, these people are, I mean, this is just, this is an outrage, damn it. They were, if the pond, let's say the pond, they was toxic. And the toxic water was going into waterways and was killing people. Oh, who doesn't have a problem with that? I'm pretty sure that the overwhelming vast majority of the human population, not just Americans, but if they were to build a pond, and for whatever reason they tapped into some, I don't know, some underground whatever, chemical or a component of some sort, some kind of gas or some kind of something. And it's toxic, some kind of toxic ooze, which the Earth has a lot of. So that ooze comes up into the water. The water is killing, obviously, it's killing his horses from drinking it. The fish are dying. His kids have got all kinds of creepy diseases on because they were swimming in it. Little Susie drank it. Now she's on her last leg. The water's running down. The rest of the town, they're all dying. Okay. Most people are going to go, you know what? I did not know this was happening. If this is killing all these people, you damn Skippy. I'm going to be out there and I'm going to put an end to this pond myself. And I would accept anybody's help to come help me stop this pond from killing the town. But that's not what's happening here. That's not what we're getting. EPA doesn't fight those people. Well, they try to. But they like to go after the little guy to show how big and tough they are. There's no reason for the EPA to even get involved in this. If nobody's dying, nobody's getting polluted, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. So good for him. I hope he fights it. Let's see if there's anything interesting left in here. Not supposed to find this goes a whole lot further than a pond. It's about persons' rights. Yeah, I've already said that. I'm not going to roll over and let the government tell me what I can do on my own land. Good for him. Republican lawmakers sent a March 12 letter to Nancy Stoner. Oh, this chick is a piece of work. The EPA's acting assistant administration for water. Oh, these acting assistants. Saying they were troubled by Johnson's case and demanding the EPA withdrew the compliance order or withdraw. Rather than a sober administration of the Clean Water Act, the compliance order reads like a draconian edict of a heavy-handed bureaucracy. The EPA order on January 30 gave Johnson 30 days to hire a consultant and have him or her assess the impact of the supposed authorized discharges. The report was also supposed to include a restoration proposal to be approved again by the EPA, as well as contain a schedule requiring all work be completed within 60 days of the plan's approval. I mean, this is just, and if he doesn't, it's $37,500 per day in civil penalties, as well as another $37,500 per day in fines for statutory violations. I mean, this is just, I mean, there's nothing here, and they're punishing him. There's nothing here in the story that says that he's a Republican, but I'm pretty sure there's some. They've done their homework. One of his neighbors, more than likely, probably turned him in because they were out back drinking a beer, and they were talking, and he probably said something about the EPA or said something about Obama, said something about somebody, so he had to call somebody, and next thing you know. That's not the reason for these government agencies. That's not their reason. They're not brown shirts. They make recommendations. That's all they do. They're not out there to do this. This is not This is wrong. This is not the purpose for the EPA. The problem is that you have all these government agencies, all these law enforcement agencies, including the local police departments. They all think because they have a badge and a gun, they can just start taking all of this power. No. 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 Look, unless somebody is a direct or imminent threat to society, you shouldn't even get involved. And probable cause means you need to have probable cause, real cause. You don't just approach people on the street and just start interrogating them and say to the judge later, well, I had probable cause. He looked like a suspect. And because he's got that little badge and that little gun, he can get away with it. Meanwhile, he's defeating the whole purpose of a police force. He's using police force. That's the problem. You don't need to use police force in every situation. You need to use common sense in every situation. If nobody's breaking the law, don't harass them until they do. That's the point I'm making. It's trickle-down tyranny. This is what it brings. Everybody's got to be a bully. The more people you can tyrannize, the more people you have under you that you can tyrannize, well, the better. They're going to tyrannize me, well, I'm going to tyrannize other people, show how big and tough I am. See if I can move up that tyrannical ladder. Yeah, keep on moving up. The farther you climb, well, it's going to be a longer fall, and one day, yes, you will fall. Tyranny always falls. It just takes people a long time to recognize it. Why? I don't know. I have no idea why. How you could not recognize the tyrannical behavior of our government, not just this administration, but past administrations, for far too long. If you can't recognize it, you need to stay out of the conversation. You've got no business whatsoever being in a conversation that you know absolutely nothing about. This is not just an Obama thing, not just a Democrat thing. This is a government thing. And we can put an end to it with a citizen thing. But we have to act. We still have the majority of the power. We have the power of the vote. They have not taken that away from us. Other countries, not so much. But America, we have the power of the vote. We will never give that up. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. The U.S. is now relinquishing what remaining control they have over the Internet, which means any web names, anything that you try to get on the Internet to get a website, well, you're going to have to go through world scrutiny. And if they don't like what your website is, well, you're going to get, you think the IRS was targeting people with an overabundance of nonsense? Wait till the world gets a hold of you. Why this president would do this is just, it tells me that other people, he's owing favors to other people in other countries, other leaders, other entities, which I'm sorry, that's treason to me. It may not be treason in the Constitution, because I do know it. In order to prove it, you need it's almost impossible, but it is treasonous behavior nevertheless. Why are we giving up so much power, and for what? For what? Harry Reid talks about the Koch brothers are selling America. Excuse me, Mr. Reid, what the hell is this? You people have been selling America since you were Democrats. I don't understand this sentiment of all this hatred towards this country and why we have to feel so guilty for success doesn't even make any sense to me. Look, I'm not a very super successful man as far as wealth goes. My successes are more internal than anything else. What is success? Well, it's what you want it to be. So I guess the word that I'm looking for is prosper. If the country is prospering, well, that's horrible because there's other countries that aren't. Well, it's because other countries don't do the things that we do because they don't have certain things like freedom. So it makes it difficult for them, well, to prosper. Oh, really? Oh, so that's what we should target next. Oh, hey, guys, look. I got a way we can get back at them Republicans. Yeah. We'll just start targeting freedom. We'll get rid of it. Hey, that's a great idea, Bob. Wow. I'm going to get on the internet. I'm going to tweet. So U.S. officials announced plans Friday to relinquish federal government control over the administration of the Internet, a move that pleased international critics but alarmed some business leaders as others who rely on the smooth functioning of the web. Unless you get on healthcare.gov, it's not smooth. But now it's working wonderful. It's working great. Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. It's working so well now. You know how I know that? Well, I watched that little video the president did. Instead of going to the Oval Office and doing, like, president stuff, he's making videos. Really stupid, bad videos, by the way. Whoever his producers are, you need to stay out of the business. And I do know what I'm talking about because I do this stuff myself. You need not be in the business anymore. You're not good. Okay? You're not good. That little jogging video with the president and the vice president, that was pathetic. That was pathetic. And that, I guess, Funny or Die, stupid video, that's the name of this website, Funny or Die. You know, and what was that one knucklehead? I don't know which one of these rappers are. What was the guy, he's changed his name. He used to be Puffy Diddy or whatever his name is, P Puffy. I don't know what the hell it is now. Puff Doggy? Scooby-Doo? I don't know what the hell his friggin' name is. But he's got those T-shirts out there in 2008, Vote or Die. What the hell does that mean? Of course, nobody really bought the tickets. I don't, Vote or Die? Funny or Die? I don't know. I mean, titles like that, it just seems a little pretentious and phony and stupid and, well, uncreative. Think a little more. You know what I mean? Don't go with just the first thing. Put a couple of them on the board up there and see if you can, you know, narrow it down a little better. This is pathetic. So he does these stupid little video on Funny or Die, which, in my opinion, it died. Oh, did you hear about healthcare.gov? Oh, you mean the site that doesn't work? Oh, no, it works wonderful now. Oh, yeah, just you can get health insurance for the price of your cell phone bill. I don't understand this. Speaking of Obamacare, we were going to get into it later, but since we're here, here he makes it mandatory that you must sign up for Obamacare. And then he keeps putting waiver after waiver after waiver after waiver, but says, nope, it's mandatory. And the Republicans go, let's put a delay on this. Nope. We put a delay, that means we lose. So he puts all the delays. He's the one putting all the delays. And now he's got another mandate out there now. This is where it gets confusing. He's got another executive order out there that says, well, nobody really has to follow the law. So now he's executive ordered himself exempt from following the law. But now you as a citizen, you don't have to follow the law. All you have to do is claim that you had a hardship, meaning you tried getting on healthcare.gov and it gave you a heart attack. Well, you don't have to sign up for Obamacare. It's been waived. So it's mandatory, but with the new executive order, it's not mandatory. And we're out there promoting to getting the young people to sign up for Obamacare. They got a little cocoa boy sitting there in his little PJs, looking like just a geek. And this guy's a big, huge, stinking lib, too. I mean, what a nerd. I mean, that's embarrassing. Why would you... If I take a picture like that, first of all, I would, you know, you publish that, you know, I mean, we're going to have to go to war. First of all, I never would have taken the stupid picture. That's number one. He's making stupid videos on Funny or Die. He's got all these stupid poster campaigns that are just hideous to get the young people to sign up. Meanwhile, you could stay on your parents' health care plan until you're 26. So if these kids are staying on their parents' plan until they're 26, why the hell do they want to sign up for Obamacare? Why the hell do a teenager, 19, 18, just fresh out of high school, on the way to college, 25 years old, why would they want to give up their cell phone bill? They're not going to give up their cell phone bill to buy your stupid health care, especially when the nearest doctor is 150 miles away. And the out-of-pocket expenses, yeah, you may have a $99 a month cell phone bill or health care bill, but the out-of-pocket expenses are going to kill you. And if you have to spend a couple of nights in the hospital, you're going to go bankrupt. Now, didn't the president say that there's no reason why you should go bankrupt because you have an illness? And this is exactly what he's doing. Everything that he preached, why he wanted to get Obamacare signed up, everything he's committing, every crime that he claimed that this country had such the worst health care in the world, even though we had the greatest health care in the world. But now people are realizing, wait a minute, I had great health care. What the hell is everybody talking about? Simply because there wasn't free contraception and free abortion. That's what all this health care is about. It's about two things. One, it's about having total control over the peeps, you, the subjects, the citizens. They're slaves. They want that total control over you. That's what they want. The more control they have over you on more entities, the more rights that they can take away from you, means more power. You don't have the right to build a pond on your property. Certainly don't have a right to have a gun. Only the government can have guns. The EPA, they need that gun so they can go test water. They need full body armor because we know how violent those Tea Partiers are building ponds in their yard. Well, we're going to show them. Oh, God, I tell you. All right, let's get back to the stupid internet, which if you thought, you know, the internet was fine now, well, you might have it for a year or so. Evidently, there's a waiver now. They could go longer. Well, we need a responsible government. a responsible Congress. It's going to stand up. We have to do something with this president. I know I disagree with Trey Gowdy on this. He says, no, impeachment's not the way to go. Well, yes, we have to stop it. Right now it's too much. We have to set a precedence. We have to put our foot down. Enough is enough. We need to establish control of our government. This is the only way. We either do it or we don't. If we continue to allow this government to take more and more and more power away from the people, which is what a republic is, by the way, power to the people, not the government. It's not the government's government. It's our government. It's the people's government. You are there to run our government the way we want, not the way you want. And if you're not going to do your job, you don't deserve to have your job. You're fired. I don't believe going to court. You know what's going to happen when it goes to court. First of all, Mr. Gowdy, thank God you're in Congress. However, I understand why you want to take it to court. First of all, it's going to take too freaking long, and the Senate's not going to take this bill up. The Senate is not going to take this bill up. Even if he does, the president's not going to sign it. And even if the president doesn't, say the president brings out his magic little pen and signs it. You think the Supreme Court is going to side with the Congress? By that time, Obama's going to be, he's going to be out of office. We have to set a precedence. I mean, enough is enough. Look, if our forefathers had this same feeling, which they did, but at some point they said, you know what? No more. If our forefathers kept up this same sentiment, we'd still be bowing to the Queen. Still sending olive branches. And that's all this is, Mr. Gowdy. I know it's a threatening olive branch. I know what it is. And I understand it. I agree with it. It needs to be done. A lot of things need to be done. But the problem is this isn't going to work. I don't believe it's going to work. We need to cut this government at the throat and hold on to it. This is ours. We need to put an end to it. Enough is enough. We can't keep, you know, threatening going to court, and it's just, I understand why. In a perfect vacuum, I agree. And we should bring this matter to court. If we can, we can. But I think it's past time for impeachment. I mean, these are violations that this administration has committed. These are far exceeding all violations of all other presidents. And this is serious. This is not hyperbole. I'm not just, you know, pulling this out of thin air here. What the president did with almost $1 trillion in that stimulus package, not basically, literally, taking money from the American people, the taxpayer, and giving it to his friends and union bosses, campaign donors, so they can open up businesses that have no intent of opening up or conducting business, and then are allowed to bankrupt the country or a company, and then walk away with a multi-million dollar bonus check. What this man did with Fast and Furious, there is absolutely no excuse. That's criminal behavior. We were to do that, anybody else? Absolutely, we'd be in jail right now. Right next to that filmmaker who created all that Benghazi mess, speaking of which, that violates not only, it's treasonous, violates constitutional law up and down, violates criminal law, I don't know how many different ways. These are grounds for impeachment. The IRS. How is that not grounds for impeachment? Richard Nixon asked the IRS to do it. They said no. He gets impeachment hearings. This president not only gets the IRS to do it, but the IRS is continuing to do it. And the one in charge of it was allowed to retire with full bennies. This is where I disagree with you, Mr. Gowdy. It's time for impeachment. We've got to set a precedent. We are not going to look racist. And if we are, so be it. We're racist anyway. Doesn't matter what we say. Doesn't matter what we say. Doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter all the evidence that we have that points us to not be racist. We're still going to be racist. So that's really not part of the equation. This is what needs to be done. The reality is impeachment hearings need to start. We need to take control of the government. All we need to do is have our government simply follow the Constitution. That's all the American people are asking for. There's no reason for any of this other stuff. If you don't understand the Second Amendment, you shouldn't be arguing against it. How can you argue against something you don't even understand? I guarantee you there's not one gun activist that can tell you why the Second Amendment is even in the Constitution. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So pressure to let go of the final vestiges of the U.S. authority over the system of web addresses and domain names that organize the Internet has been building for more than a decade because, oh, it's Americans. And we've got to have that new world order. Do you really want to be governed by somebody else from another country? Do you really want to have that? You really want to have one central world government? Do you really want that? That's what this is. This stuff is no longer in the planning phases. This stuff is now deep into the execution phases. But we're just running off at the mouth. What do we know? What do we know? We're just running off at the mouth. That's not really going to happen. Really? Yeah, okay. No, Hitler's not going to invade Poland. No, he's already got it. No, he's not going to invade these other countries. He's not going to invade Russia. No, he's not going to do that. No, Putin, he's not going to. Okay, so he invaded Georgia. He's not going to invade Ukraine. He's not going to do that. No. No, he's not going to take over Crimea. No, that's not going to happen. You really think he's not going to continue? Of course he is. He's going to keep going until somebody says, no, you can't have any more. Well, that's what we need to do, Mr. Gowdy. I'm sorry. I love you. You're the best man in our Congress today. You need to be Speaker of the House. But we also need to impeach this president on violations that are not only constitutional violations, but criminal violations. Enough is enough. We can no longer have our government run this way. This is an embarrassment to us. This is us. These people represent us. You go to another country, they see them. They don't see you. They see them. We got to fix that. And pretty quick, because I've had enough. There's a shot of grog here, for God's sakes. Let's see, anything else in here? The change would end the long-running contract between the Commerce Department, which is, I mean, you can't get any more corrupt than that, and the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers. The acronym is ICANN, I-C-A-N-N. Stewardess, barf bag, please. Enough with these ICANN. Oh, yes, we can. I can. You can. We all can. Oh, hope and change. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh. Shut up. That contract is set to expire next year, but could be extended if the transition plan is not complete. If we get a responsible government that stops this president from letting it go through. You don't want the world, not only will they govern the Internet, your new web address, but they're going to monitor it. I mean, you don't like being monitored by the IRS and by the CIA and the FBI and the ATF and the EPA and the friggin' post office. Now being monitored by the world? Why are we allowing this to happen? Why would a president say, yeah, go ahead and take more power over us? We don't want that. We don't want to have any more power, so you go ahead and you take over now. I'm sorry, but there's far too many people in this world that want to kill Americans. We have to be bigger and badder and tougher than everybody else. It's called survival.
Oh, that'll never happen. Nobody will ever attack the United States. No. We're friendly for everybody. We love. Obama's got a, he's got a peace award, too. The Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, so he loves people. Mm-hmm. And we don't like guns. In Europe, they don't like guns. So we get rid of them, and we can't have them, and we love. Everybody loves us. Oh, yeah. Mm.
No. Everybody does not love us. Far too many people hate us, and we keep giving them more and more goddamn reasons to hate us. In a statement, oh, God, another statement. In a statement, Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John D. Rockefeller already vomited twice. John D. Rockefeller IV. He's a big fat lib from West Virginia, and he is fat and he is a lib. Called the move, in quotations now, so this must mean what he really, really said. Consistent with other efforts the U.S. and our allies are making to promote a free and open internet and to preserve and advance the current multi-stakeholder model of global internet governance, meaning there are certain people out there that want to control the control the internet, which means they are going to make all the money. The stakeholders. These are people going to, again, these are people with the money are now going to control you. You, all you liberals, you talk about all this, all the capitalism and all these rich people. All the 1%. What do you think this is? This is the 1% of the world now taking over your life. You people voted for this. This is what you want. This is not Republican. This is not Tea Party. This is not the Koch brothers. This is the top 1% of the world that is now going to control your every waking hour as you voted for it. And yet you're blaming the Tea Party and the Koch brothers. Really? You people need to go straight into the mirror. Wherever there's a mirror, you got one in the bathroom, got one on the wall somewhere, find a mirror, you got a pocket mirror, find a mirror. Look in it. You see that ugly mug? See that ugly mug? Okay, that's not part of the problem. That is the problem. Once you establish that, then you, and only you, can fix it. I can't fix you. You can't fix me. I'm the only one that can fix me, and you're the only one that can fix you. And we, together, are the only ones who can fix our government. But we have to fix ourselves first. Otherwise, we ain't got a fighting friggin' chance. But former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, this guy is pathetic. I'm sorry. Why am I even reading it? Oh, he tweeted, did he now? Oh, my God in heaven, another tweet coming from Newt. Oh, Jesus, God. Grog. I mean, look, Newt is good for a soundbite here and there, and that's really it. He's out there making these commercials with that just repugnant creature, Nancy Pelosi. about climate change so he can get some votes, because he knew he was going to be running for president. So he wanted to try to get the lib vote. Oh, that Republican. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy. He believes in global warming. So I think I might vote for him. That's not what gets people to vote for you. When you pander, it's phony. It's phony. Intelligent people can see right through it. I can. And I'm not even that intelligent. So it just goes to show you. You're phony. Don't pander to people. That's another thing. I can't stand all these groups. Everybody's got to pander. Well, I got to pander to this group. I got to pander to that group. Got to get this group. Got to get that group. All these groups. So I got to get them all out of the way so they'll all vote for me. And they all say certain things. You know, the gay group wants this, and the Jewish group wants that, and the firemen want this, and these people over there, they want that, and these people over here want this. So you promise them all these things, you get in office, you can't do any of them. Don't promise anything but one thing. I promise to follow the Constitution to the goddamn letter, and then do it. You want to pander to a group? Pander to the American group. We're all one group. We're all Americans. No more groups. You want to pander to people? Pander to the American group. See how many votes you get. If you're supposed to be a representative, aren't you supposed to represent all the people and not just certain parts? Well, those people, they'll never vote for me, so I'm not going to. Yeah, we'll just go over to these groups over here that like me. No, you need to go to all of them at once. You speak to all of them. You're going to give a speech? All should be welcome. Not just a certain kind of people. That's ridiculous. It's all about the vote. That's all that matters in politics. And if I could ever shut up, I'd get into these couple of clips here. Where are we? I was looking for the new... Oh, there it is. What is the global internet community that Obama wants to turn the internet over to? This risks foreign dictatorships defining the internet. Well, that's what I've been saying for the last 40 minutes. And all of that, I read this tweet. This is ridiculous. Tweets. Again, I've got to ban tweets. No more tweets on this program. No more tweets. The next time you people back there, they're going to put a stupid story in on my desk, in my computer, in my treasure chest, anywhere near where I can see it, take out the tweets. I'm not interested in any more tweets. If this is what you're doing during the day is tweeting, then you're not doing what you should be doing, whatever the hell that should be. Tweeting. This is purely a political bone that the U.S. is throwing, said Garth Buren. He's a security fellow at the Digital Citizens Alliance. Oof. ICANN has made a lot of mistakes, and ICANN has not really been a good steward. See, they're out there promoting it now. Yeah, we gotta let the world take over. We can't have the United States have any more power. These people, these liberals, cannot wait to sell America. And they're out there blaming the Koch brothers. Harry Reid, you can't wait. You can't sell this country fast enough to the rest of the world. You can't sell us down the river fast enough. Well, we're not for sale, Mr. Reid. I'm not for sale. You can go ahead and sell me all you want to, but I guarantee you, I will not get on that train. And if I got to fight you all by myself, I don't care. I'll be the only one. I don't care. I may go down, but I'm going to go down swinging. I'm going to be kicking. I'm going to be biting, spitting, grabbing, pulling. Anything I can. This is our freedom that they're selling. Power that they are selling to the rest of the world. We can't allow this to happen any longer. We need to rise up. How do we do this? How do we rise up? Do we rise up and start killing people? No. They'll fire the first shot. We're going to fire the last. But this is not how we rise up. Here's how we do it. And it's pretty simple, pretty easy. And we can do it. And you know what? You know what's going to happen? Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to bleed. There's not going to be any toxic yellow ooze that is escaping from your pores. None of that. You don't feel any pain. First thing we do, well, we go out and we get ourselves educated on the candidates. And if we don't have a decent candidate up there, we go out and we find one. And if that the only decent candidate that there is you, well, then you need to go register and you need to stand up there and you need to run. Then when we go to the voting booth, we've already been educated. We vote properly. We bring those people into Washington. You know what else we do then? We make sure that they do what they what we ask them to do. And if they don't, guess what? Recall, they're fired out. If we want control over our government, we have to take control over our government. They've taken it away from us. But we still have the power. We still have the power of the vote. They have not taken that away yet. But we keep voting for more and more people that want to take more and more rights and liberties away from us. For what? What are they getting from this? What is their prize? What do they win when they get all this control? What? What is the final outcome? What is that gain? The power. What is it? I don't understand it. See, because I mind my own damn stupid business. I don't worry about somebody else's business. If I've got enough time to worry about somebody else's business, then I got life is great. Probably not enough time in my life to worry about somebody else's stupid life. That's their business. As long as it's not directly affecting me, I'm not getting harmed. He's not harming anybody else. What the hell difference does it make? He's not stealing from anybody. He's building a pond. He's reading a magazine, a conservative magazine, so they must be targeted at the airport, strip searched, cavity searched, x-rayed, probed. But the little Islam gal can walk on through with her dark black sheet over her head, looking like the anti-ghost, and that's okay. She doesn't have to show her face. But you try walking into an airport with a mask on your face, and they see your skin is white. Oh, no, no, no. You're going to have to remove that mask. Well, she didn't have to. Well, no. You have to remove your mask. You couldn't be a terrorist. Oh, and she couldn't be. Really? Okay. Common sense in words. You cannot put common sense into a law. The people who follow the law, the people that uphold and defend the law, they are the ones with the common sense. If they don't execute it, they don't use it, you're not going to get it. And that's what's missing. We're not going to get that, because if it was common sense, well, then this cop or this person, this EPA agent, they wouldn't have any power. They wouldn't be in charge. They couldn't bully people. Let me show you how big and tough I am, and if you smart off to me, I'm going to throw you in jail, and I'm going to give you a ticket. I'll show you how big and tough I am. Zip it, Zippy. Cornhole. I don't want to listen to you, idiot. All right, enough of this stupid story. Let me open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder any booty. Ooh, Condoleezza Rice urges Republican Party to be more inclusive. Well, Ms. Rice, this is another thing. I wish people on the right would stop with this mantra of what the left says, that the people on the right are not inclusive. because that's bogus. And I'm tired of hearing it. And I'm tired of hearing Republicans coming out there, we need to be more inclusive. We are inclusive, you idiot. Pay attention. I'm sick and tired of that. By us going out there and saying that we're not inclusive, that means that we're not. We are. And I don't mean Republican. I mean people on the right. The right is inclusive. You're welcome. Everybody's welcome at a tea party. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who you are. Long as you believe in freedom and expect the government to follow the Constitution as well as you do, expect the government to be fiscally responsible as well as you do, expect the government just to simply stay the hell out of other people's lives like you do. If you believe that, then you're welcome in the tea party. And if not, you're probably still going to be welcome. You might get an argument or two from people, but you'd still be welcome. They're not going to throw you out unless you come in there and start burning American flags and taking a dump on them. Yeah, you're going to have a pretty good chance you're going to get your ass kicked. Because if you do it in front of me, there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to kick your ass. I can't do it with my fists because I don't have, and I got a broken back and bad knees. But I'll find something if I got to beat you with a stick or a rock or something. A chair, I don't care. I'll find something. But if not, I won't have to worry about it because there's going to be a lot of people out there. They're going to throw you out. You don't be burning the American flag and taking a dump on it. If that's your freedom of speech, by burning the American flag and taking a dump on it, well, our freedom of speech is kicking your ass. So if you don't like it, well, don't ask for it and you won't get it. But the people on the right are inclusive. All you have to do is simply believe in freedom and you're welcome. That's it. Conversation just ended. There's nothing more to discuss. We don't need to work on being more inclusive. People need to work on being more selective on what side that they go on. Look, the right is for everybody. The Tea Party is for everybody. We're for America. We're for Americans. We're for freedom. We're not for all this racial diversity and social diversity and class diversity and this diversity and that diversity, all these groups, we're not into that. We got one group in the Tea Party, and that's the American group. And that's what we're for. And that's it. There's nothing more to discuss. So when we hear these bozos up here, like Condoleezza Rice, who is a pretty smart girl, by the way, admitting out there that the Republicans are not inclusive. Well, that's just bogus. It's not true. And I wish you people would stop saying that. We got a Republican Party that's been far too Democrat for far too long. We need a much more conservative Republican Party than we've had in many years. And we've got some in there already. Those guys need to stay. The rest of them need to get out. The Peter Kings, the Johnny Boehners, the McCains and McConnells, and Graham. I like Lindsey Graham. I do. I like all these guys, actually. But Lindsey Graham, you never know. This guy, when he libs out on you, man, he doesn't just lib out. He just goes. He libs out. We can't have that. We can't have that wishy-washy crap. I know you got to be independent, but you know what? You can't give in to this liberal nonsense because it does affect us down the road. It hurts a lot of things. Any of these policies that come across your desk that you have to vote for, you need to read them, first of all. And if they do not benefit the American people, do not benefit the country, don't vote for them. Why are these bills even being written in the first place? Oh, that's right. There's a re-election coming up. So we got to promise certain people. So, You know, we can win the midterms. See, it's all about winning the midterms. It has nothing to do with how the American people look. Nothing to do with how it affects the American people. How does the country look? Does it benefit the country? No, none of that. We're going to get into that, and I'm going to shut up long enough, eventually, and we're going to get into it. So let's get the rest of what's happening down here, and then we'll get into this. I got more Dems in distress. Well, they're always in distress. Nobody's giving them money. They don't know what the hell to do. Blah, 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 blah. Wah. More Obamacare woes. Well, when isn't there? Where are the Bin Laden pics? Ooh. That's an interesting story, by the way. I had a peek in my treasure chest, and I got to see this. We should get into this. We got 37, 38 minutes left. We're going to get into this. This is some good stuff. Oh, look at this. The Queen cites a bogus study showing obesity dropped in children. She's trying to go out there now. This is what liberals think. That if you just go out there and you make a statement or you send out a tweet because you're in a position of society, just because you say it, automatically, it's true, and if you dispute it, you're a hater. So you got the Queen out there, Michelle Obama, saying, oh, obesity's gone down because of all the work that I've been doing by planting a garden and my husband's videos. We're stopping obesity. We're getting rid of McDonald's and all these fast food restaurants. People in New York City can't drink soda. So we're doing a really good job, and obesity's going down, even though the report is bogus. And does it matter? So what, you got a fat kid? Okay, that's up to you as a parent. It's not up to you as society to determine whether this kid is fat or not. It is unhealthy. You're not a doctor. Parents should bring the kid to the doctor. Doctor says, yeah, well, he's fat, but he's healthy. It's just the way it is. There's fat people in this world, and there's skinny people. Not everybody can be skinny. I'm sorry. There are people that eat right, exercise, that are fat. Look at some of these football players. They're fat, but they exercise. They're healthy. They're 350, almost 400 pounds. But it's okay. It's okay for them. Again, people need to mind their own stupid business. If your kid is fat and you don't want him to be fat, well, then do something about it. And if you are fat and you want to do something about it, then do something about it. If not, be happy who you are. If you're not happy who you are, nobody else can be happy with you. So just be freaking happy and shut up. All right, let's get in here now. This guy is just a piece of work. He's one of these pukes persons for the administration, this Dan Pfeiffer. This guy is he's too much. I mean, his lies are just so overtly pathetic. And if you believe this guy, this says more about you than it says about anything else. So he's on with David Gregory, who's David Gregory is just a worm. Oh, he's another piece of work. I mean, what you talk about an untrustworthy individual. That's David Gregory. That's not a stand-up kind of guy. That's a stab you in the back kind of guy. He's a creep. So anyway, this is two creeps on Meet the Press yesterday. Go ahead with this stupid Dan Pfeiffer, cut number one.
But you're talking about framing this as a choice that, frankly, is an argument that Democrats have been making for 20 years in terms of jobs and the economy. Republicans are very unified around one thing. Obamacare is bad. And a lot of voters seem to agree with that. How much does Obamacare hurt Democrats?
Well, David, that's not true. The Republican position on Obamacare of repeal at Democrats. All costs is opposed by a majority of Americans. It was not a factor in the Florida 13 election, but don't take my word for it. Peter, Jeff Guerin, who is the pollster in that race, who's the partner of NBC's own Peter Hart, said it was a negligible effect. Karl Rove, someone I don't agree with often.
Jeff Guerin, just since you brought him up, Jeff Guerin also told us, because we've looked at his comments, there is no question that Obamacare is a huge motivator for Republicans, and turning out the vote, which they did very effectively in Florida 13, much more so than Democrats, could become a national trend.
Well, Democrats have to do a better job of turning out midterm elections. We're very good at presidential years and less good at midterms. And if more Democrats don't turn out, we will not do well. That is incumbent of all of us, the president included, to get as many people to the polls in November as possible.
All right. There are so many things with what that guy said. I don't even know where the hell to start. But the biggest problem that I had with it, and what really caught my eye when I watched this yesterday, I only caught just a few minutes of it, and this stood out. And then I couldn't take any more. I had to turn it off, and I downloaded it later. They're talking about Obamacare. But how does this look for the Democrats going into the midterm election? Not how does it look for the American people who no longer have insurance. How does this look for the American people that all these people lost their jobs and their health care and their hours, their quality of life, their way of life, their lives? It's not about that. It's about how do the Democrats look? It's all about them. It's all about the party. Never about the American people. Well, Democrats, well, we don't normally do well in the midterms. Well, we do well in the other ones, you know. So they're already saying that, well, Democrats normally don't do well, which means we're about to get our ass kicked, and they know it. They're about to get their ass kicked, and they know it. Excuse me. Didn't mean that. But what are you going to do? They know they're losing. So they're out there trying to pass excuses. Well, the Democrats, we don't normally do well in the midterms. Well, how do the American people do in the midterms? Is this election about how the Democrats look, or is this an election about the American people? I'm just curious. I want to know. So when I go into the voting booth, I want to know what the hell I'm voting for. Am I voting for the Democratic Party so they look good, or am I voting for the American people so they look good? What am I voting for? Huh? Pisses me off. Nobody in Congress is out there looking for the American people. This is what their job is for. I'm sorry, Mr. Gowdy, but we're going to have to disagree here. This is impeachment time. We've got to set a precedence. We've got to if we're going to take the country back and run it the way it's supposed to be run, by a constitution, well, then we need to do it. No more talking about it. No more going to court. No more speeches. No more tweets. No more filibusters, no more nonsense. If we're going to do it, then damn it, do it. Or don't talk about it anymore, because I'm tired of listening to it. And speaking of tired of listening to things, listen to this.
Let's talk about domestic politics and the president's approval rating. We had a big poll out, Wall Street Journal, NBC News this week. Here's what it found. Overall job approval for the president, 41%. Handling the economy, 41%. Same number when it came to foreign policy. And here's what's striking. Approval is 74% among Democrats. Sounds high, but it's the lowest that the president's had in terms of his approval among Democrats. He can't very well blame Republicans for this. The president has really slipped.
Well, look, on the public polls are a little bit all over the map. On the same day your poll came out, another poll came out this year, the president gaining 6 points in the last couple of months. But look, I've looked at a lot of data, and let me tell you what we see. There's no question that everyone in Washington, the president included, took a big hit from the double whammy of a shutdown and the problems healthcare.gov. We have stabilized, and we're working our way back. And look at the aggregate of public polling. We've gained 3 points in the last couple of months. But there's no question we have more work to do.
Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. More work to do? More work to do? Getting tired of that. That means we're losing. That's what that means. That's number one. But to blame the popularity of the Democrats now and the popularity of the president, his job approval now at 41%. Well, it keeps going, all these different numbers. I hear these polls. These polls come from all over the goddamn place. I think the poll you need to ask, you need to ask yourself. That's the only poll that really counts. Ask yourself, are you happy? Are you happy with the direction of the country? Are you? Does it matter what this stupid person over here says? Does it matter what your neighbor thinks? Well, it could, but I mean, in this situation, does it really matter? No, it matters what you think. And you must vote upon how you think, not how your neighbor thinks, not how your stupid college professor thinks, not how your little social clubs and social groups, not how they think, not how your boss thinks or your coworkers, not how your parents or your teachers, your brothers, sisters, cousins. It's how you think. America, you need to start thinking for yourself. And it's okay. It doesn't hurt. You can think for yourself. Trust me, every time I think for myself, you know what? It doesn't hurt. And you know what? If I think wrong and I make a mistake, you know what happens? I get to learn from that. Yeah, I take that mistake that I made and I learn, well, that didn't work. Oh, look at this. Let's try something different this way over here. This works. Look at that. I learned something. Now I'm educated. So it's a win-win situation. But if you're not paying attention, well, you're going to miss it. But to blame the popularity of the president and the Democrats on the shutdown, first of all, wasn't it the Republicans were the only ones who get affected by the shutdown, not the Democrats? Isn't that what happened? Isn't that the only thing you hear on the news? Every time I turn on the news, it's and you've got Republican politicians, well, we're taking a big hit from the American people because the government got shut down. Even though we know it was the Democrats who actually shut it down. The American people knew it. They're not stupid. They're naive and gullible, but they're not stupid. When he's blaming the popularity of the president on the shutdown, and how long ago was that? And healthcare.gov? Well, that is one big, giant reason why his numbers are going down. So this Pfeiffer kid, he's a punk. He's got them beady eyes, too. You don't trust people with beady eyes, and you don't trust people who are soft talkers. Soft talkers and beady eyes, man. Those are the people that you got to look out for. And if you got somebody who's a soft talker and he's got beady eyes, that's a son of a bitch you need to run from, man, real quick. Let's move on. I've had enough. I've had enough today. We're running out of time. We've got to get this in. All this for a few million. President Obama said in August 2009, I don't have to explain to you that we have 46 million Americans. Excuse me. I had to cough there. I think I still got part of that Clinton flu coming back. That damn thing, I tell you, that thing lasted for over a month. The thing will just not go away. As soon as you think the it's over, boom, it comes right back at you. That's what them Clintons do. So we have 46 million. See, now this number is 46. But it used to be 48. And then it was 50. All these numbers are arbitrary. But the problem is they went out there with 50 million people that didn't have insurance. They had no way of putting those 50 million people into insurance. There's just no way. This was simply to win elections. They had no way of doing this. You can't do it unless they get it, unless the American people pay for it. But you're going to need a hell of a lot more than the supposed 4 million, which at 4 million, 75 to 80% of those people are on Medicaid and Medicare. So of that 4 million, you've got anywhere from 15 to 25%, whatever number you believe, are actually paying for it. Now, a great number of those people are getting subsidies. So the amount of people that are actually paying for health insurance out of their pocket, is that number is none. Now, the amount of people that didn't have it before is like less than 1%. Less than 1% of the 4 million people that got insurance, less than 1% of those people that did not have insurance before Obamacare. So who did it help again? Unbelievable. I mean, this story goes on and on and on. I want to get into this other one here. This Bin Laden picks. And I think once you start, see, this is it. You know, we've got the most transparent administration in American political history. So we've got all this information. We have so much information, we don't even know where to start. But we do get bits and pieces of information from time to time. And when you start putting them together, it's just like a puzzle. You get a piece here and a piece there, and you start putting things together. Next thing you know, a picture starts to develop. Well, we do know that the SEAL team, the majority of these men, were the ones who gunned down Osama bin Laden. Well, they were killed in a tragic helicopter crash, and it is very suspect to a lot of people, especially the parents of these SEALs. And I'm not going to go into too many graphic details of it now, but if you read it and you read up on it, you can see why it was suspect. First of all, they're flying a helicopter that was 1,000 years old. There was no reinforcement helicopters like they normally fly with. And this was the SEAL team group that killed Osama bin Laden. And they just happened to be flying in a helicopter that was used in Vietnam. It's a gazillion years old. Not saying that it doesn't work, but they're used to flying other helicopters that are more equipped for, well, battle than the older ones. And they always fly with other aircraft, security. We all like to be secure. Well, they didn't fly out with them. And, of course, the helicopter was shot down, and they say the black box was destroyed in the fire and this and that. Evidently, there were pictures of people, so it really wasn't burned, and they burned it later, and there's all kinds of stories, all kinds of pieces of evidence that make it very obvious that it is a suspect. Well, what was the motivation? I mean, here's the team that shot bin Laden, the most, you know, the biggest terrorist on planet Earth. You would think a ticker tape parade would have been in order, but I can understand why they wouldn't. These are secretive men. You don't know who these men are. You don't want to know who these men are. There's lots of reasons for why you don't want to have these men known. But you do want to protect these men. They did a pretty good job, if the story is true that they actually killed him. But these are not men that you just, you know, allow to get on a helicopter one night into a very heavily Taliban area and be shot down and then have their bodies burnt so no one can get out the evidence. They were shot down later. Evidently, there were pictures. Box destroyed. They don't want anybody to know what happened. Well, why would they happen? Why would these men have to die? What is that? Well, they got to cover up. Why we have to kill people to cover up? Well, why do we have to cover things up in the first place? Maybe if we don't do, like, really bad things, we won't have to worry about covering our asses. Just stop doing the bad things, and we don't have to worry about covering ourselves. So now, once I get to this story, if I could ever shut up, now I think I know why the motivation was for this helicopter filled with the SEAL team that killed bin Laden was shot down. Well, there are a lot of puzzled expressions of people's faces when it comes to the subject of the late Osama bin Laden and why the White House has not authorized the release of any pictures of the body. Here's where it starts getting juicy. Photographs and video were released of Saddam Hussein's hanging, blah, 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 as well as postmortem pictures of his sons. Why not release pictures of the public enemy number one? Why? Well, Mac Bissonette, one of the SEAL Team 6 operators of the raid, partially outs the reason in his book, No Easy Day. Well, there are some guys that weren't on there. But I'm wondering, and there was another guy said that he was the actual one who shot him. Well, I'm wondering, this was a long time ago, what, about a year ago, the guy came on and did one of these stupid Nightline or Dateline or 60 Minutes or 2020 interviews, whatever. He was saying he was the one who actually shot him. Well, this story kind of a little bit contradicts it. Well, maybe he just didn't elaborate. So who knows who really did it? Who pulled the trigger? Who knows? But Matt Bissonette writes a book called No Easy Day. The book reads, in his death throes, he was still twitching and convulsing. Another assaulter and I trained our lasers on his chest and fired several rounds. The bullets tore into him, slamming his body into the floor until he was motionless. This is chapter 15 of No Easy Day. But this is perhaps the most measured and polite description that one could give how operator after operator took turns dumping magazines worth of ammunition into bin Laden's body, two confidential sources with the community have told us. So they all ganged up, stood in line, and just started shooting this guy. I can't say I wouldn't have joined in. When all was said and done, Osama bin Laden had over 100 bullets in him, by a conservative estimate. Was it legal? Well, who cares? Under the laws of land welfare, a soldier is fully authorized to put a few insurance rounds into his target after he goes down, provided the enemy is not surrendering. It is morally, legally, and ethically appropriate to shoot the body a few times to assure that he is really dead and no longer a threat. However, hundreds of bullets into the guy could be violation of international law. Maybe the president was trying to cover that up. Well, he covered it up by making a big to-do about it and announcing it. He could have announced it after it was over with. You did not have to give him full ceremony, Muslim ceremony, on a Navy ship. That right there I didn't like. Me being a sailor, I didn't like that at all. No. This man was a terrorist. He was not a Muslim. He was a terrorist. He was not a religious man. He may have used religion to fuel his terror, but that was not a religious man. He did not deserve any kind of ceremony whatsoever. If you're going to take the body and dump him over the edge, fine. You should have done it. And then announce it after it was over. He was shot. He's dumped. That's it. Conversation over. But they opened themselves up to all this speculation and all this. And then you got the SEAL Team 6, the guys, and some of these guys that were on the raid. Well, they just happened to mysteriously crash in Afghanistan. Kawinky dink? I think not. Everybody's got to cover everybody's ass. We shouldn't be worrying about covering anybody's ass. We should simply be worried about doing the job right the first time. So we don't have to blame the Tea Party and the Koch brothers and the Republicans, Putin, and bin Laden, and shutdowns, and websites. We shouldn't have to be blaming any of this stuff when the real blame is within us. I don't know. I just find this administration just one of the, corrupt. I don't think that's the right word. It's more than corrupt. I don't understand it. They want all this power, but they don't understand what the hell to do with it. I mean, on one side, they have a very devious kind of mind, but they're very incompetent. So I think it's a very bad combination of incompetent and devious that makes these people very dangerous. And they're not the ones who's being hurt. They're not the ones who's going to ultimately end up being have to suffer. No, no, no. It's the American people. I, for one, am sick and tired of this government embarrassing me. I'm sick and tired of this government putting me in a vulnerable position where our country could get attacked at any time, which even if we put up our strongest walls of defense, we still can be attacked at any time. We have people living here. You can always get attacked. But it's what we do after we're attacked. This is what I've been having a problem with. What are we doing now to prevent the attack? Instead of doing things to prevent more attacks, we're doing everything that we can to just simply open the door so they don't have to attack. All they got to do is just come over and start taking what they want. Now, getting to what's happening in Crimea. We've got about 11 minutes. We're going to cover this. Here's why I don't care so much about Crimea. Now, granted, look, as a human to another human, yeah. Is it terrible? Is it bad? Do I feel sorry for these people being taken over? Well, on one sense, I might, but on another sense, no. It seems to me that these people want it. If they want it, let them have it. The biggest reason why I really don't care is because we need to start concentrating on the takeover of our own country. We don't have time to be worrying about other countries being taken over. Yeah, I'm sorry you're being taken over. I know it sucks, but we're being taken over here, too. Not by foreign governments, but by our own government. We're allowing other governments to just take whatever the hell we want. We are selling, Mr. Reed, this particular administration has doubled down on selling this country to the rest of the world. This is where I am. I really don't really care so much, even though should this country care about what's happening? Should the world care about what's happening over there? Yeah. Do you really think that Putin is going to stop there in Crimea? I'm going to go ahead and say no. He's going to keep going until somebody finally stops him. Well, that's what's going on in this government. This administration is going to keep going until finally somebody stops him. And Mr. Gowdy, the only way to stop him is to stop him. Court cases aren't going to work. By the time this even gets to the Supreme Court, Mr. Gowdy, that's another couple of years. And just think about the amount of damage this guy can do in a couple of years. The amount of damage this guy can do with one stroke of a pen. And now you're going to give him 2 years. It's impeachment time. I'm sorry, but if we're going to end it, we got to end it and end it right. We've got to say to the rest of the country, you can go ahead and be all the little tyrant that you want to be. Go ahead, knock yourselves out, kiddos. But if you do, you're going to pay a price for it. You are going to be punished. People's government, not the government's government. You will behave accordingly. If not, you will be removed. If you're not going to do your job, you do not deserve your job. Now, I understand where you're coming from, Mr. Gowdy. You want to do it right, and you want to do it legal, and you want to do it this, and you want to send a message. Well, the message isn't going to get sent. It's going to be stalled and stalled and stalled and stalled and put back and this and that. We're never going to get anywhere. Nowhere. Time to impeach. I'm sorry, but we're there. No more olive branches. No more speeches, no more tweets, no more threats. We need action, and we need it now. Now. Impeachment hearings should have been a long time ago. At least the Attorney General should have lost his job on Fast and Furious. IRS, why that was allowed to happen and why Lois Lerner was allowed to retire? Full benefits? Pathetic. Benghazi? We can blame a video. Put a man who made a video that nobody saw, throw him in jail for their mistakes, for making a bad business deal with the Syrian army. Why were we even attempting to sell weapons to the Syrian rebels in the first place? I mean, if you're going to do something like this, I think this is something that Congress needs to know about. This is not something that you, again, the president does not have the right to sell weapons to the Syrian army, the Syrian rebels, I should say, without going to Congress. I'm sorry that it sucks that you can't get your way, but, you know, those are rules. And there's reasons for that. It's to keep people like you from turning into tyrants. Well, this is what we need to work on. We need to put an end to this. This is our government, not theirs. Mr. Gowdy, I love you. I support you. You should be the Speaker of the House. But lawsuits aren't going to work. Sorry, kiddo. They're just not going to work. We need to impeach. And it sucks. I hate using that word. But if we're going to do it, we need to do it. So we've got just a few minutes left. I'm going to leave you with this. This is a song of freedom. And if you're not free, you don't want to be free, move out. See you back here tomorrow at 10. Goodbye, everybody.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. Call